Let's talk DIY. I'm joined by Stan Scott, our friendly builder man. Hi, Stan.
Kia ora, JC.
Thanks for offering to help our listeners out. I'm going to get straight into it with Ben, who says that the mitered corners of the lapping weatherboards on his 1960s house are starting to look a little weathered, appropriately enough, for weatherboards. They're surprisingly good for their age, he says, and he reckons he's thinking of fitting a metal corner soaker to protect them. Can you do that without lifting the boards, he asks.
Yeah, absolutely. You can actually use a galvanized one or a copper one. Obviously, copper's a lot more expensive. I like to pre-prime the use a metal galvanized primer on the underside of them before putting them on, and you slip them up about 20 millimeters up the underside of the board above. And so because you've got probably a build-up of paint, I'll just use a putty knife or like a spatula that's only 40, 50 millimetres wide, poke that up into the gap first to allow the soaker to travel up without too much force. Otherwise, it's really easy to dent as you're sort of gently tapping it from underneath. Put it in, make sure it sits nice and flat, and then pre-drill a hole, about 1.5 millimeter drill, and then put in the little copper, the little soaker nails, and away you go, and then just paint straight over top.
Good man, he'll be pleased to hear that. Julia says they've got a stainless steel splashback above their stove, and it's got a deep scratch caused by lifting the glass off the range hood. Any suggestions for getting rid of the scratch? She says she's used Brasso, but she doesn't want to cause more damage.
Oh, okay. Well, I was going to say I like a metal polish with like a non-abrasive cloth, which is really important with that. But look, if it is a deep scratch, in some situations when we've done renovations and the owner's sink or the tub is, you know, a really good quality stainless and we don't want to replace it. But I have had metal polishing guys come in and polish that sink or the tub and brings it up like brand new. So if those metal polishers are not doing it, then I would say ring a polishing guy to come around and see if he can take it out for you.
Kay is in Ōtautahi, Christchurch. She says she's thinking of plastering and painting the brick cladding on her house. Is it a good idea, and is there anything she needs to be wary of?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, it completely changes the look of the house, and I actually quite like what it was sort of termed as bagging, and it sort of got that term by the plaster would go on over top of the bricks, and then the bricklayer would actually use the bag of the cement to rub it sort of in, and it sort of gives that sort of kind of a rough sort of appearance, and it sort of leaves the impression of the brick and the mortar. But it is a job that really, this is one thing that I would say I'd get an expert to do, because it can be really easily stuffed up. But there are things to look out for, like maybe vent holes or drain holes that may be in the brickwork to allow the veneer, the cavity in between, breathe. But essentially, if you've got an exterior plastering chap to do that, you could paint over top, and that's the way I would recommend, yeah.
Or woman. Liz says she's wondering how DIY louver pergolas compare to the fancy expensive ones like Louvertech.
Well, you know what? This is funny because I helped a friend of mine choose one, and without sort of name dropping, we went through all these different companies, you know, Mitre 10, and we went through trade tested and looked at everything. And she didn't want to, you know, Louvertech are absolutely sensational. We ended up buying a brand called Nuvo, I think it was, from Mitre 10, and it was kind of what's known on the cheaper side, or the more what we say more inexpensive. And I put it together for them, and it actually went together really, really well. And it was built like a brick proverbial, but and it was actually stood the test of time really, really well. It was built so well. And then speaking to the guys in the imports, you know, because I sort of do a bit of work for Mitre 10. I spoke to the guys that actually imported them, and I said, look, how many of these have you had, brought back? And he said they've sold millions of dollars worth of them, and they've had no return. So I was really surprised. So it stood up really well.
Is it hard to put together?
No, not really. It's basically they supply all the bits, and then they even give you the Allen key, and you're basically just screwing it all together. And I sort of helped put it together with, I just got a Allen key socket that went into my my battery drill and sort of gently tightened it up a little bit faster like that. But no, it's just an afternoon, like a Saturday afternoon, you have it up and you screw it down to your deck. Yeah, so it actually changes the space. There's white or black, I believe.
Do you need to consider what you're attaching it to on the house, by the way? Like, is that important?
Well, these are a freestanding pergola as opposed to... Yeah, so this comes with all the feet as opposed to a structure attaching to the house, yeah.
Okay. Amy wonders, just a quick one, please, if you know if it's possible to repair an older dresser that's got a few bits of veneer wood that have come off. She sent some photos, and I don't know if they got forwarded to you, but you can probably imagine obviously the darker veneer, which is kind of almost flaked off, and you can see the exposed wood below it.
Yeah, look, I didn't see any photos, but this can be... it is really a bit of a specialist sort of a thing, and you can repair it, and it's not... When you're repairing laminate, you need to buy a piece of laminate to go in there that's the same type of wood. And it is a job really sort of that can be really easily stuffed up. So there is I don't know whereabouts she is based, but there is a chap that is always provides a lot of really great knowledge for me when I get stuck, and he's got a business called Antique Restorations. He's a guy called Jonathan, and he does all that sort of stuff, and it would be really good to talk to him about that sort of thing.
Okay. Is he in Auckland?
Yes, he is.
Okay. Thanks for your advice, Stan. Nice to chat to you. Really appreciate it.
Good man. Thanks, Jess. Have a great weekend. Bye-bye.
Stan Scott's in every couple of weeks on a Friday with help for you.